Good morning. Thank you for joining in this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 166. Following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 166. I am entrusted with the gifts of God. All things are given you. God's trust in you is limitless. He knows his son. He gives without exception, holding nothing back that can contribute to your happiness. And yet, unless your will is one with his gifts are not received. But what would make you think there is another will than his? Here is the paradox that underlies the making of the world. This world is not the will of God, and so it is not real. Yet those who think it real must still believe there is another will, and one that leads to opposite effects from those God wills. Impossible indeed, but every mind that looks upon the world and judges it as certain, as solid, trustworthy, and true, believes in two creators, or in one, himself alone, but never in one God. God's will does not oppose. It merely is. It is not God you have imprisoned in your plan to lose yourself. He does not know about a plan so alien to his will. There was a need he did not understand, to which he gave an answer. That is all. and you who have this answer given you have need no more of anything but this. I am entrusted with the gifts of God. I am entrusted This word entrusted jumps out at me. And I contemplate what it means to be entrusted. I think about how I entrust the care of my pets to someone. And as the one being the one giving them the pets, I want to teach them all about the pets as I give them the pets, so they can understand what it is they've been entrusted with. If I am entrusting something to someone, it is something very precious. And in this entrusting, I do trust them with a precious gift. The gifts that God has entrusted to us . The voice for God is teaching us about the gifts we have been entrusted with. And I see at first I have an open mind and I want to learn about the gift. And then after a while, I think I know about the gifts. And I no longer hold an open mind. I have a closed mind about it. I want to figure it out for myself. It's like when a manual comes with a new gift, we throw the manual out and instead saying, "Oh, I'll figure it out for myself." And I think about how I would feel if I had entrusted my pets to someone, and they are having a closed mind, and they want to figure it out for themselves. The voice for God touches me on the shoulder and offers to teach me about the gifts I have. And I can either have a closed mind about it and say, "No, I'll figure it out for myself." Or I can have an open, curious mind and say, "Yes, teach me about it. tell me how it benefits all. And it also reminds me that this gift I have, that I have been entrusted with, it's not my plan how to share it, how to use it, but His plan. And in having a closed mind about it, I am saying it's my plan. And I have already seen how my plan works out. Spirit touches me on the shoulder and says, "Listen to our plan. Let go of your plan. Our plan is perfect. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me to be willing to have an open mind to listen, to learn about the gifts I've been entrusted with so I can share them the way my Creator and I want them to be shared. Help me to be a perfect trustee of the gifts I've been entrusted with. Amen." As we sink deeply into our hearts, we consider what the gifts are that we have been entrusted with. And what that role entails. And then we quiet our minds. And we sit confident that God will touch our shoulder and share with us what our gifts are. Thank you for joining with me in discovering the peace that comes with the gifts God has entrusted to us. Namaste.